Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, and I'm so glad that you're here with us this morning. As you know, we've been hosting 9 days of Women of Power 2015 Heart of the Matter Messengers. We are so excited that these great women have taking their time to share with us and give us just what God has given them for you, just for you. Let me share with you some of our advertisers.
Host, pastor, and conference speaker, Val Scarborough, Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, April 20th through May 2nd. DiamondWomen'sConference.com, coming to the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, April 30th through May 2nd. Moby Flyers, a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Moby Flyers brings mobile marketing not just to the present, but also far into the future. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. You may locate them at mobiflyers.mobi, mobiflyers.mobi, mobiflyers.mobi. Let me share with you a little bit more from our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
As you know, we're preparing for the 17th annual Women of Power Women's Weekend, Matters of the Heart, Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, but everything you do flows from it. Let's hear a little more about that. Women of Power.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
I am so excited this morning. I would like to share with you a little bit about Women of Power. You've heard the excitement. You felt it in the air. And now I believe we're like 10 days out. And Women of Power has become so, contagious, that so many are sharing and giving testimonies and just really expressing what it would be like to share in a Women of Power Women's Weekend. One of the reasons why we don't call it a conference, because it is a women's weekend that totally, completely, fully minister to the total woman. Throughout that weekend, you'll have the opportunity to be blessed by many messengers, our anointed artists, and we also have Lady Q that will be bringing forth a comedic aspect to the women's weekend. Allow me to share with you a few of the testimonies that have been coming forth regarding Women of Power. Robin Walker, I would love to share this Women of Power weekend, but this will be my first. But with all the excitement and anxiety, I've been feeling the closer it becomes, the more it seems harder to breathe. I guess I need to calm down and get excited and be able to fully enjoy this moment. One of the areas of Women of Power is that there is a complete arena of love. When you walk onto those grounds, I believe that the feeling of love, the sisterhood, the fellowship will meet you there. It is a time where each of us have gone through so many struggles throughout the year, so many situations, so many trials, things which have caused us to maybe at one time or another want to give up. But we want you to know you matter to our heart. Lady Tanya Odom, another Women of Power member, shared similar thoughts. It cannot be explained. It must be experienced. She states, I'm so excited. This will be my first Women of Power weekend, and I'm looking forward to the worship experience, the encouragement, the fellowship, and the unconditional love. I must share with you, those words that she's spoken are so true. If you've ever had the opportunity to worship freely, to love openly, and to encourage unconditionally, this will be the place for you to be. March 19th through the 22nd in the beautiful city of Norcross, Georgia, at Congress Hotel and Suites. Please visit our website at women-of-power.org, women-of-power.org for more information. You'll be able to share and learn so much more about Women of Power. Elder Bonner, are you on the line?
I am. You were sharing some of the ladies' testimonies about Women
mm-hmm.
of Power.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call in. I know it's not my day. I know it's not my time, but I had to call in.
But it's a fit time. It's a fit time. Elder Bonner, mm-hmm. since I have you on the line, I'm going to ask you to give your testimony. But first of all, I would like to say to dhbonner.net, dhbonner.com, Virtual Solutions, mm-hmm. everyone that has noticed the promotionals, the advertisement, the images that have been going out regarding Women of Power and that official flyer, you created that. You created that.
Yes, ma'am.
I know I shared with you what I wanted, what I saw God was telling me, but how did you come up with the actual image of that? Because you captured it tremendously.
you know what the amazing thing, if I had to say, you know, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, it doesn't work that way. We know that in all things when we are in the Spirit of God and we are in the body, it's Him. We're vessels. We're actually vessels. Because, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, what I remember about your trying to express to me what you wanted, and he kept saying, it's like this and it's like that, and you couldn't even really describe it yourself. You could see it in your mind,
true,
and in the spirit realm. But you, but I was like, Pastor. So I had to quiet. I literally had to get quiet and let the Holy Spirit share with me what it looked like, because I couldn't get the picture out of your head. So I had to go to Him and allow Him to download it to me. And as I begin to work through it, as I do with all my clients, I take the idea or the thought or the words or the picture that they can give me, and then I give them to Him. And I say, okay, Holy Spirit, You're my partner in this. I'm the vessel. Just like when we're writing, you know, we're scribes. He downloads the words. We just put them on paper. When you're preaching, He downloads the words. You're just a vessel that's speaking them. So with graphic arts, you know, and graphic design and different marketing type of things, when you are in Him, it works exactly the same way. I'm just a vessel. I take what He gives me, downloads to me, and then I put a new skill He's given me to manifest it.
Wow. It's just amazing, because when I saw it, you know, I went into that, that's it. And I tried to explain it. But then I did not have the vocabulary. I knew what He had shown me. But then when I saw it, it spoke life. It spoke that you matter. We matter to their hearts. And I believe that so many have embraced it because of what we see, what we've seen so many times over and over again. Yeah. As you are,
many times I'm honest with you,
liaison.
I also No, go ahead.
No. Share what you were preparing to say.
No, what I was going to say is that I get just as amazed as you did. Because when I start out with a blank screen or a blank page. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what are we going to do? You know, and so as the pieces come together, it comes out. I think you were talking to Pastor Sarah Grace, Lady Sarah Grace, and Pastor Connie Good last week.
Yes.
And they were also sharing the importance of the anointing upon the graphics, upon the marketing media and the promotional materials, because you never know who's looking at it and how it will bring them to Christ or bring them in at least into the place where they can experience Christ.
Right. And that's the ultimate goal. Before I let you go, you wear a dual hat, among others, at Women of Power Women's Weekend. As the official artist liaison, what is your assignment to bring to the attendees?
My assignment specifically with Women of Power is to... as the artist liaison, is to work with the artist, work with the musicians, and work with the music ministry as a whole to create an atmosphere where the Word of God can go forth and where hearts can be ministered to. And it's not about performance. It's not about entertainment. It's about truly working in the Levitical anointing that's on my life, and the Levitical anointing, that priestly anointing, over the sanctuary and the tabernacle, so that the presence of a living God can come and rest within the place. Because it's only by his presence, it's only by his anoint that yokes can be broken and destroyed and the hearts ministered to. You know, it's not by how well we sing, it's not how great the music is, it's not how awesomely and skilled we can do something. It's about having things in order and about allowing the anointing to so flow through the house. That's my charge. That is a charge that I have. And it's a charge that I have to keep. And believe me, the enemy does not like it. He does not like it.
He doesn't like it at all.
He don't like it at all. As he doesn't like any of what we do. Because you have to remember the minstrels and the musicians and the singers and all the worship leaders, that was what he did. That was the enemy's role in the heavenlies. And when he lost that position, he seeks to devour all of us, but he also seeks to devour and keep the worship from truly going forth in such a way that God himself gets glory. He takes those of us who stand on the front line to make sure that God himself gets the glory. He tries to kill us, literally kill us. As I'm sure
literally
out there who's listening can attest. Yes, literally kill us. Or get us into a position where we are operating out of our flesh. And saying, look at me, how great I am, look how wonderful I am. Because then when you enter into a performance mode or an entertainment mode, yeah, people may jump up and down and clap and shout and all that and can say we had church, but lives are not changed. Hearts are not changed.
Hearts are not transformed.
Yes. They go out the same way they came in. Their issue hasn't been dealt with.
My God.
So my charge, my assignment is not just on that morning. It's all that takes place the year preceding and up to that moment to make sure and prepare that ground and that atmosphere for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Ella Desiree, would you please share with our listening audience how they may also experience your contact information for the awesome, amazing, anointed services that you provide for each of us?
Are you speaking about my business? My ministry?
Yes, both.
Oh. You always get me. Where's my tissue?
I try. Oh.
Because I truly did call in to just testify and to be a witness of the power of women of power. And the power behind women of power, of course, is the Holy Spirit himself and the work that he does. And that's why I heard you mention earlier, it's not a conference. But I will say it is a convocation of types. And because it is a meeting of the eagles. It is a meeting of the sisterhood. It is a meeting of the beloved, where we come back together on an annual basis over a weekend to not only minister to others, but also be ministered to, so that we can be empowered by the presence of the Holy Spirit to go out and continue to do what God has called each and every one of us to do. Because over the course of ministry as soldiers, as generals, as lieutenants, as admirals, or chief master sergeants.
Wow.
We're on the battlefield. And sometimes you need to have a safe place where you can come in and be bound back up, to be, you have your wounds mended and things healed and sutures and respite. Sometimes just respite, just getting away and being able to do something different than the norm will refresh you so that you can be prepared and strong and strengthened enough to go back out and do again what you are gifted and called and anointed to do. And so everything we do in terms of Women of Power is towards that goal and towards that end. And I'm just honored and humbled. This is my fifth Women of Power. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's my fifth
Wow.
Women of Power. Yeah, and
please,
five
please.
Is the number of grace. Don't mess with me. Don't mess me right now, because Jesus.
I am glory.
So grateful. I'm so grateful to have been connected by divine order, but totally unexpected. Totally unexpected. Through our daughters, we both have daughters that are our friends, and they knew each other, and each of them knew each of us, and they said, "You two need to get to each other."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
Amen.
Another women's conference, another women's whatever, I got you.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit says, go, because I spy out the land first. So before I went to Women of Power, I came to visit you at your church.
You did.
And instantly there was a connection, and I knew God was in it. I had no idea what he was going to do with it and that he's done in my life what he's done. I tell you and Pastor Marion, I know that goes into Vision of Life a little bit, but Vision of Life is my home base, so that's my home. That's my,
Amen.
You're my senior pastor, I will tell you. So everything else comes out from that. So for me, as I've shared with you before, and I told you again, as long as the Lord gives me breath, I will continue to say this. I came in, my testimony, my Women of Power testimony is that I came in.
Jesus.
I came in tired. I came in exhausted. I heard a woman of God say this past weekend something about, she couldn't find the word. She said she's just so tired. I said, it's bone weary. When you're weary to the bone and you think you're doing everything you're called to do and everything you've been asked by God to do, and you've got no support, you've got no help, you've got no one you can lean on or talk to or depend on, and the darts are coming and amongst your own beloved, and you get bone weary. And that's how I walked into Women of Power 2011, 12, whatever that was. Whatever,
mm-hmm.
I walked in bone weary and still ministering out of my heart with everything I had. And you, Pastor BJ, along with the Women of Power within that congregation, within that meeting, within that convocation, wrapped your arms around me without knowing what my issue was, without even having a clue. Without me even looking like I had an issue.
My God. The kindness,
the love, the gentleness, the sincerity, the authenticity, the genuine agape was so prevalent and pervasive that my issue was healed. It was as if I had touched the healed garment. And so I couldn't write all that. I could not write all that. I was like, how do I write that? So I'm so thankful God gave me an opportunity this morning to to share live my testimony of what Women of Power did for me. And I kid you not, I am not the same woman today that I was 4 or 5 years ago. I'm just not.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And I attribute that to the anointing upon that ministry, anointing upon that particular medium and that avenue that God has given me. And I thank God for you. And I'm not just saying that because you're my senior pastor or any such thing. I'm saying that because that I wouldn't be in your presence still if that had not been the case. I just wouldn't. And so I'm not just saying that just because. This is my heart. And I'm trying everything I can because I know at 10:30 you got to close this thing out.
But I cannot close it out without. Get it out, baby. Get it out. Because it's the heart of the matter. It's the heart of the matter.
Yes.
And I so honor your testimony and sharing with our listening audience. But I'm still coming back to give them your information because you provide such an amazing, timely, efficient service that, let me share this. We got about 3 minutes, quickly. Last week, the week before last, I had a little problem with some of the things for Women of Power. I needed it changed. I needed it formatted or whatever the proper word is. I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Didn't know how to do it. They really didn't know exactly what they were asking for. I'm going to be honest. So we got to understand, we don't know everything. Okay. I didn't know exactly how to make it happen. I sent a SOS out to you, out to D.H. Bonner, Virtual Solutions. I got that back in 24 hours or so. I don't even know if it's that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sent it back to the company that I needed. They sent me back the proper item that I needed in excellent. This is the type of service that D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions gives. And it's not just for me because I've read the comments. I've read the testimonies. This is not just for me. Please give them your contact information because they've got to experience the service.
Yes. Please visit me on my website at dhbonner.net. Again, that's dhbonner.net. And D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, is a company that is founded on the belief that any entrepreneur, any ministry, any business, no matter how small or how big, can benefit from excellence at a price that you can afford for any type of presentation that you have to give, a presentation material, promotionals, graphic design, as well as the written word. I am a ghostwriter by trade. So ghostwriting help you write your books, your autobiographies, your memoirs, take you all the way for self-publishing, all the way from concept all the way to publishing, uploading your publishing final manuscript. I can help you with all of that as well as banners and other type of graphics that you need to promote your book. And then have connections with individuals that can help you market or any other thing that you need to present yourself with excellence so you focus on your goals.
Amen. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hello, Desiree Harris Bonner in the house, y'all. Thank you so much. I so look forward to having her. There she goes. Look, please visit our website at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.